Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Mem Ches. So we are starting Mem Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Yod and Vilchos daf. It's right at the beginning of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Tzar Bas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing cases of two chatzeres. One was behind the other. It's called Zu Lifnim Yizu. When you come in from the Mavli from the Rosh Hashanah, you first enter Chatzer A, then you walk through Chatzer A, going into Chatzer B. The only access Chatzer B has to the Mavli or the Rosh Hashanah is by walking through A. And so we continue with that. The Mishnah says Shachach Echen Rechitzon of Let Yirev. Let's say somebody who lives in the outer Chatzer A, forgot to join in their Eruv, Hapnimis Mutaris Achitzon Asura. The inner one, Chatzer B, is still Mutar because they have their own little Eruv. They're not affected by this guy forgetting in Chatzer A, but the outer one is Asur because somebody from their Chatzer forgot to join in the Eruv. Now, when Hapnimis will Yirev, let's say somebody from the inner Chatzer B, he forgot to join in their Eruv, Shtein Asurais, both Chatzers are Asur, and that's because even if all the people in Chatzer A joined in their own Eruv, this is called Regel Hoiseres, since the people from the Pnimis, from Chatzer B, have access through A, and they're also to carry in their own chatzer because somebody forgot to join the Eruv, so they also aser chatzer A. Dahainu, since chatzer B is not able to carry in their own chatzer, they also aser any chatzeros that they have access to. Another case, Nasu Seirun Makam Echad, let's say chatzer A and B join together and they put their Eruv in one place in one of the chatzeros, and in this case, Mem Chasam Alpha on top, Shachach Echad, somebody forgot to join in, Beinu Mabnimas, Beinu Mechitzoina, whether from the inner or outer one, and wasn't part of the Eruv, Shtein Asuros, both of them are aser, and the Gemara is going to discuss this case at length. Lastly, if the inner chatzer, the pnimis B, the back one, that's lived in by a yachid, which means there's only one person that lives there. It's not like there's multiple people that all have to join an eruv. It's just one guy who lives there, so he doesn't have to make an eruv because he's just there by himself. There's no need for other chatzer to make an eruv with him either. Now the Gemara is going on this middle case of Mishnah where they both place their eruvs in one chatzer. Chatzer A and chatzer B made an eruv together and they put in one of the chatzeras. And really the proper gersa is to add in the next three words. Nasnu eruvan b'chitzayna. Let's say they all place their eruv in the outer chatzer. And then, says the Gemara, somebody from an outer chatzer forgot and didn't join in the Eruv, the outer one is Asur, because not everyone there joined in the Eruv, and the inner one is Asur as well. Why is that? Because they placed their Eruv in Asur place. Even though everyone from the Pnimis joined in the Eruv, at the end of the day, it's physically located in a place that they don't have access to in Chatzer A, because somebody from Chatzer A didn't join in the Eruv. Now let's say, somebody from the inner chatzer forgot to join in the Eruv, and remember, the Eruv is located in the outer chatzer, so Hapnimis Asur Shle Irva. The inner one is Asur because not everyone joined in the Eruv. And Machitzan Asur, the outer one is also Asur, Shanasnoi Ruven Makam Asur, because they placed their Eruv in an Asur place. What does that mean? It's an Asur place. Everyone from the outer chatzer joined in it, and it's located in the outer chatzer. That's because Shadris is a regal Iseres, the Dris is a regal. The fact that that inner chatzer has access through the outer chatzer, that Asur is the outer chatzer, just like we explained in the Mishnah, since the inner chatzer isn't allowed to carry in their own, so they Asur, the outer one, from carrying there also. Now we have to add in the following three words to the Gersa. Nasway Ruven Bepnimis. Let's say they all put their Eruv into the inner chatzer. So obviously, if somebody from the inner chatzer forgot to join in, no one from there is allowed to carry, and no one from the outer chatzer is allowed to carry either, because the same thing, just like we said a minute ago, Dris is a regular Iseres, so we'd apply this to this case as well. But what about the following? Somebody from the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Eruv. We understand that people from the outer chatzer are not allowed to carry around because they didn't all join in the Eruv. But Apnimis Lama, why would that inner one not be allowed to carry? Do you want to say, because they placed their Eruv in an Asur place? That's not true. They didn't put their Eruv down in an Asur place. It's located in the inner Chatzar, and everyone from that Chatzar joined in. So it's not an Asur place. I'll rather you want to say, Shadris is a regal Iseres, that there's Dris is a regal, somebody has access to their Chatzar, and that's why they're not allowed to carry around? That's not true. Dris is a regal Iseres, there's no Dris is a regal that Asur's here. Remember, people from Chatzar B have access through A, and not the other way around. So even though A is Asur, B is not Asur, because B doesn't have any Dris is a regal that Asur's. So why would all the people from the inner chatzer be usher to carry if the eruv is located there and everybody joined in? So Rav Yossi answers, Mikim Shanasu Makam Echad. Since they put their eruv in one place, Nasu Kulan Rishos Achas, that makes everyone like one big Rishos, and therefore we do not view it as two separate chatzeres that happen to have access to each other. It's like one big chatzer, and therefore when the outer ones are usher, the inner ones are usher also. We continue with more dinim of two chatzeres perhaps being connected or separate or ushering each other. So Rav Chonin says, B'shem Rav, Ein Tairas Chatzer Lagai and Ein Tairas Daka Lagai. There's no din of a chatzer for a guy, and there's no din of a daka for a guy. Daka means like a small partition. Sometimes you have two chatzers that are near each other, or you have a house that's in a chatzer that has an upper level, which technically has access to the main chatzer. So a daka, a small wall or mechitza, partition, could be built separating those two floors, making the upper floor as if they don't have access into the chatzer, and therefore, even if they don't join in the eruv, it's not a problem. But what we're saying over here is that there's no din of daka for a guy. And now we explain this last din first. Ein tairas daka l'gai. That's the proper gersa. There's no din of the small mechitza for a guy, which means Shem HaYashar Bel Yaina. If he lives in this upper level, at Mayridai Lasser, you bring him down to Aser, which basically means even though you might be able to physically build a mechitza separating the upper floor where the guy lives and the lower floor where the Jew lives, he doesn't care about that. To him, that doesn't make a difference. He doesn't pay attention to this halachic mechitza that you built, and therefore you, so to speak, bring him down, which means he still has access to the chatzar and he asers the yid from carrying in the chatzar. Now explaining the first din, ein tiras chatzar legai, that's the proper gersa. There's no din of a chatzar for a guy. What does this mean? Shem HaYashar B'Pnimis, if the guy lives in the inner chatzar, in the back chatzar, in chatzar B, at Maitzei Lasser, you bring him out to aser, which basically means we view him as a regular guy having access through the outer chatzar, and that's going to aser them. However, if Lasser is B'Sherem Blazer, yesh tiras chatzar legai, there is a din of a chatzar for a guy. Shem HaYishrael V'Gai Dar B'Pnimis, that if let's say in the inner chatzar, in chatzar B, there's a yid and a guy living, La'ilam Einai Iser, the guy actually doesn't aser, Achu Shneim Yisraelim, until both of them are Yisraelim. Meaning when there's a guy and a yid living in the back chatzar, we don't say that let's view it as if the yid is living in the outer chatzar, and now the guy asers because it's Jesus Regel. No, we have one yid living in the back chatzar, one yid living in the front chatzar, and they don't aser each other. It's only if we physically have two yidin living in the front chatzar and a guy living in the back, then he asers them. And similarly, Rav Basas B'Shem Rav Yuda, Mishesh Lei Daka Lefinimi Beisai, a guy's is Daka, the small partition behind his house, Gavai Hasar Tfachim, Ten Tfachim High, Yisrael Eina Iser. If there's a yid on the other side of it, he doesn't aser because his partition halachically separates them and they don't need to join in the Eruv. Or is it Begai Iser? If it's a guy living there, so then he does aser, as we just said before, that there's no Tyra's Daka for a guy. Now that we're on Bez on Tab S, Mechafashi Dasid Rabbah, seems to be we have a steering sheet as Rabbah. Taman Rabbah, over there, Rabbah said, there we just said Bashem Shmuel, Kaisel Shekifu Asulamais, we have a wall that's surrounded by ladders, Mikan Mikan, over here and over there, Ma'arvin Shnein Ve'in Ma'arvin Achad, that they have to make two Eruvs and not one. This is referring to a wall that divides two Chatzerais, and there's no opening so that they could access each other. There's just ladders propped up against the wall. Chatzer A has a ladder, Chatzer B has a ladder, and they can use those ladders to climb over the wall. Rabbah is telling us that it does not mean that they have access to each other, even though they have these ladders, and therefore they would have to make two separate Eruvin. They cannot join in one Eruv together. So we see clearly from there that access via ladder is not really considered access. The problem is, we just said in the bottom of Amud Aleph, this small mechitza doesn't work to separate an upper level from a lower one when a guy lives in the upper level. How does that guy have access to the lower chatzar? By way of a ladder. That's how he gets from the upper floor down into the chatzar. And so we see from there that even though access is only via ladder, it's still considered like regular access, and it does aser the lower chatzar. Seems to be a stira. Is access via ladder considered like regular access and that would aser or no? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he answers, Taman, over there, when we're talking about two ladders propped up against a wall, and that's how the chatzeres have access to each other, Ayidei Sulamais, Ein Nidon in Kipsachim, that's a proper girsa, by way of ladders, that's not considered a Pesach. It's not like there's this real entranceway or real doorway between chatzar A and B, then now they'd be allowed to make an Eruv together. You're right, they can technically access each other's chatzeres by way of the ladders, but it's not considered a Pesach, which would connect them, enable them to make one Eruv. Bramacha over here, Derech Hal Yoinim, Leir Lamaton, Avol Ein Derech HaTachtonim, Lalas Lamalon. When we have a two-floor house in a chatzar, so it's totally normal and regular that the people who live on the upper floor, the way they get down is by way of ladder, but the people who live down, they don't climb up using the ladder because they don't live in that upper floor. And therefore, when we have a guy living in the upper level, and the only way he gets down to the chatzar is by way of a ladder, how else do you want him to get down? So he does aser the yid, and as we said before, this daka, the small partition, doesn't work when there's a guy there. Hajjalach Parak Hadarim and Nachri, Mazar finishing the 8th Parak of Mesechah Zayirvin, just like Ruzachah finished this parak together, we should Ruzachah finish the entire Mesechah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. When we're into a brand new parak, we continue discussing two chatzars that are next to each other, and over here we're going to be focusing on whether or not they're considered connected to the point that they could or must make one Eruv, or do they just make two separate Eruvin. So Mishnah tells us, Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, we have a window in between two chatzeres. There's a solid wall dividing them, there's no doorway, but there's a window that they could look at each other, wave high, maybe pass some bread back and forth. So if this window is Arba al Arba, 4x4 Tfachim, Besai Chasara, and it's within 10 Tfachim of the ground, Ma'arvin Shnaim, they could make two separate Eruvin if they want, because it's considered two separate chatzeres, but Vimratzu, if they want, Ma'arvin Echad, they can make one Eruv together, because this window is considered an access point between the two chatzeres, and they can make themselves like one chatzer. However, if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, ay lamala me'asara, if it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad, they would have to make two eruvin, and they cannot make one separate eruv. And that's because if the window is too small, it's less than 4x4, that's not considered an easy access point. And if it's above 10 tefachim, that means that there's a solid wall of 10 tefachim below them. And we know that a 10 tefach wall is a regular size mechitza, and it's considered like it goes all the way up to shemayim, and therefore the window, which is above 10 tefachim, is not relevant at all. It's not considered a Pesach. That's like quote Mishnah, Chalon Shebein Shtei Chatzeres V'chulu. Now we discuss things that might be mema'it this window, meaning even if it's 4x4 tefachim, maybe there's something here year, that's going to make it be considered even smaller than that. So Asrigim bars, mematin ba l'inyin Shabbos, it's memaitit for Shabbos, aval inyin chazaka is ein mematin ba, regarding chazaka, it's not memaitit. These Asrigim are kind of like the suragim, the bars that we have over here in Eretz Yisrael on our windows. So we have a window that's 4x4 tefachim, but there's bars in it in regards to Shabbos, meaning this din that we're talking about, Eruv purposes, that minimizes the window and makes it smaller, and now it's not considered 4 tefachim, but in regards to chazaka is, it's not memaitit. This is din discussed in Maseches Baba Basra extensively. It's called Hezek Re'iyah, that one person isn't allowed to open up a window overlooking his friend's property, and there's different types of windows, and depending on the type and the size of the window, depends on whether or not a person could be considered to have a chazaka that he's allowed to have that window. And one of the sizes is a 4x4 window, and what we're saying is in regards to chazakas, even if the window has srigim, it has these bars on it, that doesn't minimize it and make it to less than 4x4, because the whole idea of that window is just to look through it, and since you could still look through it even though it has bars, it doesn't minimize it and it still would be valid for chazaka. We did discussing our 4x4 window in between the chaseres, kash v'tevin, ein mematin ba, if there's straw or hay on the windowsill, that's not memaitit, because even though right now the opening is less than 4x4, he's not mevatel out there, he's definitely going to take this straw or hay away, and so it's not memaitit the size of the window. However, offer tzorois, dirt and rocks, mematin ba, that is memaitit the size of the window, because it is normal to leave dirt and pebbles over there, and therefore does make the size of the window to less than 4x4. Another din, amrav yesra abon, alu ba'asavim, let's say some grasses started growing out of the windowsill, ein mematin ba, that's not considered meat because he's going to pull it out. Now we have another din, bain kumir vaba, that's a far vaba, hechmadat arm b'chalon shebein shtei chatzeres, just like you say this din regarding a window in between two chatzeres that we said in the Mishnah, if it's a more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it's not considered a valid pesach, a valid access point. But do you say the same thing regarding a window in between two homes? What does that mean? So that's, we want to consider two homes like one because they have a window that's the access point. Maybe even though the window is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it still could be considered a valid pesach, and that's because there's a principle called besa kaman demal yadami. A house is considered like it's filled up with stuff. So even if the window is higher than 10 tefachim, maybe they're still connected. And Amar Lain, he told them, in, yes, it's not a problem. So ask him another question, that's a proper girsa. Would we say the same thing with a window that's in between two roofs? Let's say we have two rooftops and there's a wall in between them and the access point is this window, which is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Do we say that we extend the walls of the house upward and the roof is also considered like it's filled up, like based on command demal yadami, and it's not a problem that this window is more than 10 tefachim? So Amar Lain told him, in, yes, no problem. We continue with another case. What about making an eruv by way of a lul? A lul over here is like a skylight. It's like a window in the roof. The following is just an example of what we're referring to, and this is found a lot in the Har Nof neighborhood in Yerushalayim, which is built on a hill. So many times apartments in the upper floor have access to the same roof as the apartments on a lower floor in a building that's on the street above. And that's what the question is. This roof, or if we have multiple roofs, is one allowed to make an eruv through the skylight window, which is their access to the roof? So Amar Rav Abba Mari, Machlokes Rav Shmuel, it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We've had their opinions previously. The Tanya Taman, we have Mishnah later on. Memtes Amar Alfa Atap, Kol Gagos Yerushas Achas. All the rooftops of the city are considered like one Roshos. This is Shitas Rav Meir. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ad Beis Asayim, you're only allowed to carry in rooftops up until the size of two Beis Saw. Whereas Rav Amar, he says, Metaltalon Behen, Afilu Kurayim, one could carry across all the rooftops, even one Kur or two Kur, meaning you're not limited in space. And the relevance that it has to over here is that Shmuel, who explains Rav Meir that one is limited to carrying within two Beis Saw rooftops, is because people don't really use roofs as much as their own homes. Therefore, it has just a din of a regular karpef, which we know one is limited to carrying within a karpef of two Beis Saw. And that means he would hold an eruv cannot be done derech the lul, derech the window, because it's a totally different rishus, as opposed to Rav, who holds that roofs are totally normal to carry on, and that's why he says you have kur or two kur, basically you're not limited in the roof, therefore one is allowed to make a eruv in between the lul and the roof, because all considered like one rishus. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.